Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. Thank you so much for being here today. My hope is that every time we gather together that these few minutes would offer hope and encouragement and maybe some practical next steps that'll impact your day even today. And that truly is my hope as we think about this idea of how do you have difficult, hard, deep conversations that matter. Obviously, here in the U.S. currently, there is a lot of unrest. After the last few months of fear and isolation from COVID, now that the spotlight's been shown on a lot of the injustices that exist and a lot of the wrongful deaths that have occurred, it really is heartbreaking. Well, how do you talk about stuff like this? Recently on this podcast, I said the phrase that we often don't know what we don't know, and that's been true when it comes to this conversation around racial inequality and social injustice and systemic problems. I've realized I don't know how to talk about those things because there's a lot about it that I just don't know. Even though I grew up in the South and I've lived in states that were pivotal in the civil rights movement, I realize there's a lot I don't know. And so through trying to have these conversations that matter, there's a few tips that I want to pass along to you today. Because honestly, when I look at social media and I hear some of the rhetoric going on around us, I see a lot of finger pointing. I see a lot of us versus them kind of speech. And what I found is more often than not, those create barriers instead of bridges. And I believe as the church and as believers and as people that want to live the way of Jesus, that we ought to try to figure out how do we talk about important things, weighty things, complex subjects in a way that is helpful. And so here's three tips that I'm working through in my own life, and my hope is they would help you as well. And the first one is simply this. Number one, listen more than you speak. Listen more than you speak. I love what James wrote in the New Testament. In James chapter 1 and verse 19, he says, "Understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. You must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry." That is so practical. He says in verse 20, "Human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires." And so that's tip number one, is listen more than you speak. Kids are often reminded that you have two ears but only one mouth for a reason. It's a fun way of reminding us that we ought to listen more than we speak. And so I'm trying to do that. When it comes to this, the conversations going on around us, I realize there's a lot I don't know. So I need to spend more time listening. And so I'm talking to my friends about these things, my friends that don't look like me, that don't think like me. I'm trying to learn from them. I'm intentionally reading books that I wouldn't ordinarily read. I'm listening to podcasts and watching some documentaries. These are all ways that I'm trying to figure out, how do I listen? How do I rewind into history and learn from others? And so I believe this is key when it comes to hard conversations. Number one is to listen more than we speak. Number two is we need to learn to ask more questions, As we listen, what we need to realize is that there's more layers to the onion. We need to peel back more layers. And especially when it comes to weighty subjects like this, often the first answer that somebody gives us is not the final answer. It's sort of the surface. And so to ask more questions is a way to say, help me to understand this. And so one of the things I'm trying to learn is to avoid the temptation of jumping to conclusions. Avoid the temptation of listening just for a moment and assuming I understand this complex issue. Instead, I need to keep listening and I need to ask curiosity-based questions. To ask questions like, tell me more about that. Questions like, I don't understand that. Can you tell me more what that's like? Can you tell me what you're thinking? How did that come across to you? And what I found is, man, those are helpful to probe deeper. So number one, listen more than we speak. Number two, ask more questions. Don't just take the first answer. Ask more questions. And then number three, to speak up. At some point, you do need to speak. And there's some people that they're wired to speak immediately. And so sometimes people jump right into the conversation. And so if that's you, maybe you need to temper that and listen first. That's why this is tip number three. And not the first one is to slow down and listen. But for other folks that are focused on trying to get it just right and trying to understand it all before they speak up, this can be a tool of procrastination where you never speak. And so for those that have been cautious and trying to figure out just the right thing to say, you're never going to get it completely right. So you might as well go ahead and say something. And honestly, this is the camp that I've fallen in when it comes into social justice kind of issues, is I realize they're really complex. I realize that there's a lot underneath the surface. There's a lot of systemic things that I don't understand. And so I haven't known what to say. And I haven't wanted to say something that was wrong that ends up hurting the cause more than helping. And so sometimes I've been silent in places that I should have spoken up. And so one of the things that I've learned is instead of saying nothing, instead of turning inward, to at least say something, to say to my brothers and sisters that are hurting, to say to my friends that have experienced injustices like this, instead of being silent and instead of trying to explain it all away, to simply say, I see you. I hear you. I am so sorry that that's happened. Something has got to change. And that leaves space. I don't understand it all yet. I don't claim to have the answers. I don't claim to be an expert, but it at least acknowledges the conversation and it reconfirms the relationship, because at the end of the day, people are the point, and everything, as Pastor Chuck says, rises and falls on relationships. And so I want to encourage you today, whether it's the current climate and the conversations that are going on, or if you're listening to this years from now and there's something else that's difficult and hard to talk about, maybe, just maybe, these principles would help you to listen more than you speak, to ask more questions, and then thirdly, once you know something, to speak up. And when you speak for people and not against them. I've heard this quote. I believe it's a Stephen Covey quote that I think is so helpful. When it comes to conversations like this, instead of a megaphone, instead of blasting everybody, seek first to understand and then to be understood. And so I want to encourage you, my friend, it's important to have these kind of conversations. Practice these principles today. What James said is so true. Let's be quick to listen, but slow to speak. Let's handle these conversations in a healthy way. Your life matters, your story matters, and together we can have conversations like this that help bring lasting change. Have a great day, and we'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.